great Lord, the Christ within us, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. Thank you for living on this great planet Earth. Thank you for delivering us from our sins through your Son, Jesus, the living Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man. We thank you for this great day here on planet Earth. We thank you for healing our bodies through your energy. Your energy is powerful. Your energy is named Jesus, baby. And we thank you for the healing power of our mind, spirit, and body. We thank you for deliverance from all negative. And it's through your Christ energy that delivers. You are the redemption. You are the way to the Father by delivering us from all evil and sin. Jesus came and did his thing. But now we have the Holy Spirit within us to guide us. That's closer than hands and feet. It moves and grooves us. Whether you're a rapper, whether you're an electrician, whether you, whatever you are, an artist, wherever you are, it's with you forever and ever. Go Seahawks, baby. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, sweet eternal energy, we glorify you, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. Thank you, Jesus, for vibrating inside of our temples. Thank you, sweet Jesus, we adore you, and we love you. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Amen. And the glorious great name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, February 9th, 2014 A.D., in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of the New Age of Consummation and Fire. The power of love coming from light. Last week, on Super Bowl Sunday, with the victory of the Seattle Seahawks in the United States of America, I was given a manifestation by Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit commune of the reality of a personality of an individual who hails from the Far East. He is of Israelite, and he hails from the realms of light. This being is a girly boy with light and energy and love. This ancient sage was born from the high Himalaya mountains of Altai Himalaya mountains of northern India, and this individual has revelation of truth. I was introduced to this divine personality being of warmth, of intelligence, and of love. And there's one person other than I that I know that have met or have heard of this individual, of the divine sayings of this individual, and that's a lady in the United States of America and the middle state of Ohio in the city of Youngstown, Miss Eula Marcellus. And she would say a certain phrase. And we wonder, Ken Jay and I wonder, who is that she's speaking about? And she told me one time in personal that she's in contact with Yahweh, the eternal light. She says, I am always in stillness at times that I feel this power. So this great individual being that she spoke about is who I was introduced to just the other day. The personality, the reality of this personality of the great ancient sage Hoyle. According to Hoyle, ancient teachings derive from the inner Christ. According to Hoyle, Hoyle says that he was in great stillness and great revelations to praise this eternal energy. According to Hoyle, he says that the name of this vital energy that dwells inside of the humankind must always be focused on, known as Lord Jesus. And he said that, according to Hoyle, he meditates day and night, and he says we can never live without the name. The name of the vibration is within us. According to Hoyle, he says that the ancient name goes from Lord Jesus to Yahweh Jesus. Yahweh Jesus is the vibrating light that vibrates inside the Jesus Christ being and the eternal light that vibrates in every human that cometh upon the world. According to Hoyle, it is a necessity to take a break and to praise the eternal vital energy and to renew ourselves, to praise this energy with love, gratitude, thanksgiving, worship, high adoration. According to Hoyle, our human flesh can be transformed from human flesh to flesh mortality, from upbeat mortality to immortality. According to Hoyle, the way this could be done is by glorifying this eternal energy and using the name consciously, the name Lord Jesus. Or as according to Hoyle, as he's done the research, he said to go deeper to Yahweh Jesus. And as we say, Jah Jesus, very similar. According to Hoyle, he speaks of the elevation of mind. The subconscious mind must be purified by the superconscious mind, and the superconscious mind brings the Holy Ghost down from heaven into the conscious mind, and then the conscious mind and the subconscious mind glorifies the superconscious mind, and the superconscious mind is in one with the throne of Jesus Christ Almighty. According to Hoyle, as we give glory to Jesus Christ, and lift up the name Jesus Christ and recognize that the name Jesus Christ is in alignment with the Spirit of Christ, we are in Nikinana, known as one with the Almighty. According to Hoyle, he says it is very necessary to take a break and to honor the Sabbath by praising this vital eternal energy, by giving glory and honor and majesty and praise and exaltation to the Christ within. According to Hoyle, we are light beings as Jesus was and is a light being, and that we are to magnify this eternal energy by calling upon the name Jesus constantly, vitally. According to Hoyle, we can conquer every demon on earth and under the earth and in hell as we magnify the name Yahweh Jesus and give glory to Jesus and recognize that Jesus is the most powerful name in the universe. According to Hoyle, the name of the Son of God supersedes the name of the Father, Jehovah. For the name of the Son of God is the blood covenant name that's given to humankind to magnify the divine eternal energy. And so therefore, by glorifying the divine eternal energy, magnified with the vibrant name, we rise in higher consciousness. According to Hoyle, we can be transformed and we can be overcomers and we can transform our mortal flesh again to flesh divine. Our flesh will look like the flesh of Jesus Christ, illuminated in the consciousness of the supreme light of the universe, the supreme royal light that is given to every individual that cometh upon the planet. According to Hoyle, we are to love every humankind upon planet Earth, living, dead, transfigured, or untransfigured. According to Hoyle, we are to magnify the divine love in the vibrant name of Yahweh Jesus, the eternal Christ. According to Hoyle, we are to love one another as never before. We are to love the eternal energy as Jesus Christ commanded, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, as recorded by Jesus and spoken previously by Moses. According to Hoyle, we are to rest our bodies in the Spirit of Christ. We are to take time to feel the fire glow through every cell in our body, and we are to let the flow energy flow inside the organs and the body, the tissues and the sinews, and every part of our being. According to Hoyle, we are to bring forth the atoms and the rays of light, and we are to be ever conscious that this Christ, this eternal energy, which is named Jesus, according to me, now I'm saying this part, Jesus, that we are to bring forth the light of Christ. According to Hoyle, he magnified the name Yahweh, the ancient name in Hebrew that magnifies that Jesus Christ is the way, that Jesus Christ was in the beginning with the Father, before time with the beginning, and that the Jesus Christ was the eternal Son of God, the glorified God, manifest in the flesh, come equal with Jehovah God, Jehovah God, and that through the energy of God, we magnify the eternal energy. According to Hoyle, we are to live in harmony with every individual, regardless of their race, their color, their religion, their national origin, their handicap status, their sexual content. We are not to discriminate in any way, but we are to unify and love in every way. According to Hoyle, We are to be in unification with the Holy Spirit of God. For the Holy Spirit is the whole I Spirit, as spoken of in ancient India. And the whole I Spirit, according to Hoyle, vibrates in our being. According to Hoyle, we are also to be divinely, constantly, ever conscious and aware of this divine energy. I thank you for listening to a few sayings that I spoke of according to Hoyle, a living being, a vibrant being. Hoyle, whether his name is, that's his name, or whether it's a code, the individual is a very humble being. Hoyle is a very loving being. Hoyle is a very righteous being who is in love with Jesus. Hoyle is magnified by the vibration in his being. And I was honored and privileged to meet this individual personality last week on Super Bowl Sunday. And I am very thrilled here in Thailand, Shangri-La, Thailand at 91 degrees. The weather report. Over in the United States of America, the Great Northwest, where the Super Bowl was victoriously won by the Seattle, Washington, and the Northwest United States, the temperature right now is around about 38 degrees. And yesterday they had four inches of snow in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And over there, Tupelo, Mississippi, they had snow. And in Tennessee, they had snow. Cold front is hitting the southeastern United States of America. And in Minnesota and Minneapolis, Minnesota, the temperature was around 4 degrees below zero. Over in San Francisco, the temperature is a mild 57 degrees in the western United States of America. We are here live giving glory and honor to the great Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for loving the eternal energy. The question was asked last week, do what name is the most powerful? Was it Jehovah Yireh or was it Jesus Christ? The scripture in the book of Psalms says Jesus Christ's name was exalted because the Father said, I exalt my word above all my name. So therefore, we exalt the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, or Jajesusi. Jajesusi, because the name Jajesusi conquers the devils in hell. Jajesusi is to be highly exalted, to be highly worshipped, to be highly magnified. So the person, they want to ask, what's the key word of our power? The key word of our power is the name of the Son of God, which is the name of the Holy Ghost, Jajesusi, or Jesus Christ. So for those who asked the question a few weeks ago, yes, the name of the Son of God is the one to be called on forevermore, because the name of the Son of God, Jesus. Jesus is also the name of the Holy Spirit inside of us. Jesus Christ. Now to glorify the super manifestation of the glorious Seattle, Washington State, the Seattle Seahawks, we glorify and thank them for taking the trophy and winning the great game, and we give praise to Jesus Christ Almighty that they are on top of the world. The highest team on the planet is the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champions of the 48 Super Bowl champions, world champions in the United States of America. Now we glorify, we give credit to the Seattle Seahawks,
baby.
My ball is happy for that Seahawks right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that was that Russell Wilson, I believe.
Yes, quarterback.
Yes, he's the quarterback. Okay, then we go with Marshawn Lynch, Percy Harvin, Golden Tate, Earl Thomas, Cameron Chancellor, and I think it's a Derek Coleman. Now this brother, man, he's deaf and he still plays. I mean, he's dynamic. I think he's the one that took that pass away from that guy.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, he's, I mean, just thinking, he is deaf and he's playing on the Seattle Supersonics. I'm not Supersonics.
Seahawks.
I'm thinking about basketball. Seahawks. And the thing about this unique individual,
yes,
is that he is very, he's dynamic. He's deaf and he's playing. I mean, like, how he deals with vibration. He has to deal with the inner Christ. He has to, as good as he is, he has to deal with. And is, and I'm just really gratified that the Seattle Seahawks would even allow him to play. I think he's the first deaf person in the NFL to play, and I give homage to also to Coach Pete Carroll, you know, dynamic coach, and also you have Paul Allen, who's the owner right now. All those great men, we give glory to Jesus, which they praise, and plus they in Holy Ghost City, plus they got the Holy Ghost, and plus they praise the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So, hey, Jesus is on top. He's always going to be on top. When you glorify him, you in on top.
Amen.
And so we give glory to these individuals, and there's many more. It's about, what, 40 or 50 on the team,
exactly.
And we don't know all of them. I'm just going through what I kind of know right now as far as those great individuals. And we thank God, Jesus,
thank you,
that they came on top, because it's only, like my brother says, through the divine Holy Spirit that you get in contact with them. All athletes usually are, the winners are somehow in contact with that divine Holy Spirit. They feel something, and they know about it, especially champions. They know what it's about. It's not an easy road. It's a rough road, especially on this planet Earth. It's not like other planets. You have to come rugged here. It's not like on Pluto or Neptune or other universes, because you know it's trillions of planets, and it's just all kind of universes, you know, and galaxies. So it's all kind of beings, you know. Some people think that we're only the only ones. No, we're the lowest one on this planet. This is the lowest and the most wickedest planet. But you can grow so fast here. That's what's dynamic. You can grow so faster than the other planets because it's so wicked. And if you rise above it into Jesus' energy, then you can be transformed and to a new light body, and what is become flesh divine. And by saying that, the other planets, it takes them eons to get there. So you're blessed to come here to this planet to do that. And you should be praising the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's worthy because he's the one that begged the Father, to pleaded with the Father. And the Father, you don't want to go down there with those heathens. And then he said, yes, I do. I want to go down here with a flesh body. So we should definitely always give homage to him. And then also, he wants us to give divine honor to that divine Holy Ghost, because he said, hey, I got to get out of here. I did my thing. Now the Holy Ghost is here, and that's why Son of God University is here. We're here to put the record straight. There's too many Christians, churches, so-called. They're not into the Holy Spirit, and that's the problem. The problem is they're not in tune with the energy. Like my brother said, you got to be in tune with that divine energy. If you're not in tune with divine energy, I'm sorry to say, my loving brothers and sisters, you're a deadbeat. Because if you don't get in contact, you know, the point is, why are we here on this planet? Why did we come? I mean, are we here just to be born and to die and leave? What a dead... I mean, come on, think about it. You come to life here. Jesus Christ, the God Jesus Christ, and also Allah Jehovah, they didn't put us here to die. They're not in the death ministry. You know, Jesus came and always talked about life. He came us to come here to live, to enjoy, and also to glorify this body so you can take it up. We're always growing. He don't want you to die, because when you die, you got to go back down. You got to go through these classes. You got to go through a whole bunch of stuff. And like we said before, Kenneth, was it Hagin? Yeah, Kenneth Hagin. You know, he was a minister. He was a pretty prompt minister. And he had an experience. He went down, like my brother said, last week to hell. And they slapped him around, and they put him in line. And then they say, now you say the sinner's prayer. They got him straight. It's a lot of people like that. They think because they have all these churches, all these people, all this stuff, they doing all this stuff. But are you neglecting the light of Christ within? Are you neglecting to praise that? Are you neglecting, like my brother had an encounter with this being, to get in touch with the Holy Spirit of promise within you, that divine sire, that energy? Are you neglecting that? Because that's why we're here. As we get in contact with us, we'll be more profitable in health, even wealth, peace of mind, healthy body, everything. And another thing, let's get into, everybody that's born on this earth comes with one angel. Check it out, my brothers and sisters, my loving brothers and sisters, one angel. Now, when you get into Jesus and that eternal energy, the minimum angels you get is 12. That's the minimum. The minimum angels you get is 12. It's way up from there, but that's the minimum. See, when you worship Jesus, that energy, you have benefits. Tell me, what God can you worship and get that kind of benefit? You got, and these angels are here to protect you, guide you. They whisper things in your ears. They help you. They're always around you. They're always protecting. They're always ministering to you. They're always doing stuff for you. So think about it. People always go to these angels classes. You don't need to go there. Worship Jesus within you, that light of Christ. Worship it. Love it. Praise it, like my brother, loving brother said. Get into it. As you get into it, the angels, they love to be in praises of the Holy Spirit of promise, Jesus, that name. They love that. And then you get the angels, you get the gods, you get the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're protected. You get judgment angels. You get destroying angels to protect you. You get all that. You get very well equipped just by being in contact with that divine energy. And that divine energy is bada boom. And just like I said, that Derek Coleman, he definitely has to be in touch with that divine energy if he's playing for the Seahawks. Because, you know, you're on the field there, you don't hear anything, so he has to be in contact. And that's what I'm amazed about. He's in contact. And I'm just so gratified that they would even let him play, because some, you know, some of these teams are, they get on you if you're just a rookie. And this guy is death, and he's playing. And that's and I just praise. And matter of fact, it was another thing that said about this unique individual. I guess somebody tweeted him about there was two individuals that were deaf, some children. And what this individual did, Derek Coleman, he paid for them to come to the Super Bowl. I think he paid for their plane tickets, the whole family. The whole family. And I think it was two of, I don't know, I'm not clear on everything, but it was two families, it was two individuals that were deaf, and he paid for the whole family to come to the Super Bowl. I mean, whoa. The Seahawks are very loving, very giving. The United States is giving. When I travel around, I see the needies, people being getting the food for the needy. I see that all over. That is really great. I mean, everywhere I go, I see it happening. Grocery stores, this, football teams are doing it. Basketball teams are starting to do it. That's good. There should be nobody starving, especially in the United States. There should be nobody starving. You know, food for the homeless, all that. It came up 83%. Before it was like 40-some percent. So the United States of America is doing really well. You really come up bada boom. That's the Jesus Christ way. That is the Jesus. Not to collect all stuff for yourself and have all this stuff around you. What good is it going to do? It's not going to do no good. All it's going to do is rust and corrode and then just fold away to the dust of the earth. Because where it comes from, dust, it goes back. Whether it's metal, whatever. It's good to have it, but some people just get too wrapped up in it. And you know who you are. You're too wrapped up into that stuff instead of in the light of Christ, instead of blessing your fellow man. That's what it's about. You know, the richest man here, he does that. What's that? Microsoft.
Bill Gates. Pacific Northwest.
He has a foundation. He just goes and blesses people with his money. He made billions of dollars. Now, if this person can do it, he's not even claiming nothing. Him and his wife, I think her name is Melinda, I believe.
Melinda,
I believe. They go around the world blessing each, all kind of corporations and stuff and people that need help. They're not claiming Jesus. That's the Jesus Christ way. What of us, especially you religious pimps? What about you? Are you going around blessing people? Are you helping your brothers? Are you robbing them? Are you telling them about fake scriptures to make yourself rich? Or are you going to teach the truth and bless the people? That's why we're here. We're here to bless one another. That's what happened to the up there in the great Northwest, the Enoch. When he was here, his whole city was taken up. How it was? They were blessing each other. They were helping each other. They were praising the eternal Christ within. They were glorifying it. They were living in love. Like Toil, like he was saying, my brother said, live in love. Love everybody. I don't care who you are or what race. It doesn't matter. That's what the United States of America is about. All races come here. There's no predominant race. Everybody from the planet is here. Why is that? Why do they want to come here? Jesus Christ. His energy. His energy moves you here. His energy is freedom. His, when you have freedom, people like that. When you have freedom, then there's a lot to go with it, that freedom. And so Jesus' energy is bada boom, and we need to really get into it. And as you get into it, you'll start to see things just go right. You'll start to see the peace of mind. You won't be worried about Antichrist. I forgot about that like last time. I forgot all about the Antichrist. A lot of people are so dwelling on that. You know, what you should be dwelling on is the light of Christ, because the light of Christ, when that scroll is rolled back, as my brother's going to get in the scriptures on that, that light of Christ is going to come beaming through. And we want everybody to be ready for that, because that is going to quicken and renew you. And for the wicked, they're going to be running and try to hide. You can't hide from that light. That light goes through every crack, through the house, everywhere. So either you'll be glorified or deglorified some way, because the light of Christ, that is the judge of the earth. That's what we're looking for. We're not so much looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to come back after all the earth is cleansed, because you don't want to see his glory. His glory would just rectify the earth, because he's so powerful.
Yes.
So we're dealing with the light of Christ, Jesus Christ Spirit, Jesus Spirit. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for the Antichrist. He has no power. You may think he does. He has. Listen again. He has no power on this earth. Jesus is the power, that energy. You have that energy, all negative. I don't care what kind of negative force comes with you. You say that name, they have to back down. With these creepy crawlers, like these six-handed men, these little people say they from Mars, look like Mars. You know, it's some truth to that. But when you have Jesus, or you have nightmares, you call on Jesus, or when you have these Roman spirits that try to spook you, you call on that name Jesus. When you have any kind of negative devil that come after you, you use that powerful name, they will just back away. You say in the name of Jesus, I curse you, negative force. You go back from where you come. They have to step back. That name is powerful. He's the blood covenant of this planet. It has to happen. So I know a lot of my brothers and sisters have mind that's being controlled, and whatever you have, all kind of demons, all kind of dark forces out there that come from the pit of hell. I don't care where they come. I don't care what condition you're in. You call on that name, and believe me, they have to back down. You call that name, like we said before. My loving sister had experience, and she told them they say Allah Jesus, or Allah Jehovah, Allah Jehovah Jesus. Yeah, she told some Muslim friends that. And this guy got in a predicament. He called the name. The guy was pointing the gun. The gun wrapped around towards him, and it fired. It did not hurt that individual. His partner, who didn't call on the name, got shot, and his head rolled off his body. After that, he used the name. He was so shocked, he just kept saying the name. And they said, is he a priest? The police was saying, he's a priest, because he kept saying the name, because he saw the power of the name. Now, he was into Allah, but he used the name. It doesn't matter. He used the name, and look what happened. The power in the name. We can't highly explain how powerful that is. You have to utilize it for yourself. You have to do it yourself. You can listen to us. Don't believe us. Do it yourself. All this that we're telling you, Son of God University, all we do is teach. That's all. And it's up to you to catch the teachings and use it for your life. We're not here to rob you, take your money, try to sell you some books. We're here to teach you the truth, for you can glow in the light of Christ. And as you glow and grow, other people will start to catch on and go. It has become a catchy thing. Just like Jesus, everybody. Everybody should be saying Jesus, baby. That's the slang of the age.
Amen to that, baby. You hit it right on the thumb, sweetheart. I tell you, my beautiful sweetheart, in the book of Isaiah, the 31st chapter, and chapter 29 and 30, it speaks about the temperature that will rise up to about 360 degrees Fahrenheit. It says the light of the moon will become as the light of the sun. And one day will equal like 7 days of 7 times, 49 times of heat wave, which means the power of the crescent is really magnifying and coming to planet Earth more and more and more. It's also discovered in the 65th and the 66th chapter of Isaiah and the 24th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel and the entire book of Revelation of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, sweethearts, this is the reality. This is divine. The name Jesus, Jesus, is the supreme name, not super, but it's supreme, the supreme ultimate name of all power, like we keep telling you. Acts 4:12 said there's no other name of the heaven whereby mankind can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And the book of the 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord Jesus is that Spirit. It lets you know right there that the name of the Spirit of Christ has a divine purging name, the name Jesus. And people that are afraid to say Jesus, they got the problem and something's wrong with them, and they're not in love with Jesus Christ. Because if you claim to be in love with the Son of God, don't be scared to pray to Jesus Christ. You people always say, oh God, oh God, what God? Let's talk to the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Because God sent Jesus to the earth, and Jesus Christ is in charge of this planet. Jesus Christ has not secondary power. Jesus Christ is not the second person of some Trinity. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. He said, I am first, I am last, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I, Jesus Christ, I am he who was and who is to come. And at the same token, there's a scripture and also in the great glorious book of the Apocalypse, or known as the Revelation, and it also speaks about the people that are scary cats and the beast that was and is not. The beast that was is the religious system taking over the people and the political system, and then they say the beast that was, and then it goes into is, those that are now scared and submitted to a decade of power, and they got fear, and they don't worship the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the beast that is. Then to the boinkies, it said the beast that is not. That's us, and anybody that's in love with Jesus Christ. When you are a boinkie, and a boinkie is one who is in love with Jesus Christ, one who glorifies the eternal energy, one who lifts up the name Jesus Christ, who recognizes that Jesus is the vital energy of the universe, as Hoyle, according to Hoyle, as he spoke the power to be ever aware of this vital energy. We must be aware that this vital sacred spirit of Christ is always present, omnipresent. There is no time that this vital energy is not. I give you the revelation of scriptures to check them up, because the scientists are looking up in the heavens and they see this, what they call the dark matter or the blue matter in the heavens. That's the Holy Spirit of love, baby. That's the vital Jesus Christ spirit. The Jesus Christ energy is vitalized, coming to earth like my brother, let me put this at the layer. We are meant to glow like fireballs in the light of Jesus Christ. Because when you glow, you are to radiate the love, the light, the spirit, the power sent forth by the Father through Jesus Christ, his glorious Son. And so, therefore, we are immersed in the sacred light of Christ. And as we lift up the name Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and magnify the name Jesus Christ, and worship Jesus Christ, vital energy, and recognize that this is our hope. Like Star Wars, they said, Obi-Wan Kenobi, this is the only hope. Well, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, this is our ultimate hope, our only hope, the ultimate hope. Because when you get inside of this Christ, as Colossians 1:26-27, it says, to wit before the foundation of the world, the mystery that was hidden, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And getting back to that book of Corinthians, when I said that scripture, when I said it was 3:17, where 2 Corinthians, where it speaks about also the Lord is the Spirit, and then it also, in the book of Corinthians, it speaks about Jesus Christ to be praised in you. Know you not that, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you be reprobate or sexual perversions. So therefore, to recognize that Jesus Christ lives inside. Now look, sweetheart, babies, this is so beautiful fire. This is so fantabulous fire. This is exalted fire. This is not sissified doctrine. This is sanctified doctrine. This makes you strong. It makes you loving. It makes you embraceable. It makes you glorious. And speaking of embraceable, in the scripture also, it says, greet one another with a holy kiss. And salute one another. Salute, and the original Greek was embraceo. Embraceo means put your arms around people. Put your arms around the saints. Not a football hug when you block the person off. You take your beautiful arms and put them around the person, and you hug them. If you don't got no arms, then you put your legs around them. And if you ain't got no arms and no legs, then you put your heart around them. But you that got arms to hug, I tell you, my sweetheart, it is imperative that you hug someone and love, because the name of the game is you ready to the Christ-like. Because if you don't ready to the Christ-like, then you don't love the Christ-like. If you don't love the Christ-like, like my brother said, you are a first-class deadbeat. And we don't want nobody to be a deadbeat, so you select the ram you want to go. If you have love, you have love for Jesus, and you're in love with Jesus, and you magnify Jesus, and you recognize that Jesus Christ lives in you. You recognize that the Godfather, Jehovah, he has exalted his son, Jesus, and he told us to worship his son. Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6. It said, back in the beginning of time before the foundation, and God spoke way back before the first Christmas day. And by the way, Merry Christmas, sweethearts, on February 9th, 2014. The celebration goes on. God the Father instructed us and gave the imperative revelation for us to worship his beloved son, Jesus Christ. He said, let all worship my first begotten that's coming into the world. Let everybody worship Jesus Christ. Why? What's the benefit? But at this time, you got the benefit that the devil said they back off, and those that worship the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, they get an abundance of angels, 12 angels. I got about 144 plus tax angels around because I love Jesus Christ. I worship Jesus Christ. I exalt Jesus Christ. Am I boasting? No, I'm bragging on the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We are bragging on the Holy Spirit, the name of power, Jesus Christ. We are in love with this power because it is meant to be, because First John, it speaks about the fifth chapter. It says, Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He who confessed that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. He that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and he is Antichrist. You want to know who Antichrist are? You are. You are the one that rejects the Christ in you. If you don't recognize that Jesus Christ lives in your flesh, and then you got the problem, you anathema monathema, and the Greek word, which means you are a dingbat in my slang. In other words, you are one who do not worship the Son of God. You are one who do not love the Son of God. You don't want to be a ding-dong bat. You want to be a glorious being. And oh, beautiful humans, you are magnificent, sweetheart, on this earth. You are a glorious race of people. Now, to also emphasize the revelational song of Carol the Bells, sing, dongy dong, sing, dongy song, Jesus the Christ, glory to Christ, boing, 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 boing. Word of good cheer, Jesus has come, glorified. Here they come, praising the Son, glorify the name, Jesus Christ, Jah, Jesus Christ, Jah, Jesus Christ, Jah, 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 Jesus Christ. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. In other words, my beautiful ones, in that beautiful song of Revelation, they speak about Ichikiching, which means extreme and limited light of Christ. And then they go down to ding, dong, ding, dong. That's the bells are constantly ringing, letting you know this ever-flowing, glowing light, that we are to glow in the light. And after they sing, ding, dong, ding, dong, next verse, Lord Jesus song, some verses, Lord Jesus name, Lord Jesus name, Lord Jesus song, Lord Jesus name, Lord Jesus song, Lord Jesus name, Lord Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus Christ. That is a powerful, beautiful song, my beautiful lovers. I tell you, hear me good. These glorious bells represent the unlimited flow of the Christ energy. I can hear that song 144 hours a day. It is so magnanimous. It is so divine. It is so dynamic. And they sing, here they come, all happy and jubilant, both young and old, all caroling, singing a new song, Ichikiching, glorifying Christ Jesus, and ding, dong, ding, dong, Lord Jesus song. It's amazing. Oh, how they come, praising the Son, twirling the dance, telling the tale that Jesus Christ is the real eternal energy. This vital energy, I tell you, my lover, my sweetheart, once, it is imperative that you become involved. It's imperative that you become in love with this saturated energy. Now, these carol of the bells are divine. Now, there's a church in the United States of America, and someday we got to go check it out on the outside. It's in the Seattle, Washington, in the East Lake area, and Seattle is located, as you already know, in the Puget Sound. That is the Super Bowl Seahawk country, and that particular Greek Orthodox church, I believe it's called, and they got the beautiful onion dome shapes, and they ring the bells for, I would say, around 40 minutes. And in the summertime, years ago, I was up there, And they did it around the 6:14 p.m. hour in the evening time. And those bells are ringing, and it's a different type of carol. The bells is not the Christmas type song that we know, but they just go and they go, and it turns me on. Why did it turn me on? Because I know the revelational meaning of the carol of the bells. When the bells are chiming in the churches, that is representing the unlimited enfolding energy. And you can hear those bells ring at that particular temple at about 10 block radius or maybe more. And one time on a Christmas Eve, I was over there in Eastlake area of Seattle, Washington, when they're downtown, and it was magnificent, my brother. One day, you and I, we got to go there, and our sister, and the thing is, I don't even go inside the church. I hang outside. While the people go inside the church, I was sitting in the car, just sitting there and looking at those bells and hearing the beautiful sound. And they go on, and they vibrate, and they vibrate, and they vibrate. And a sound to me means a lot to me because of lack of vision. Just like the beautiful football player, he has the vision, but he has lack of ear, but he follows the Christ light. So this, what does all this have to say with the bells? The power of the bells represent the endless Holy Ghost on every coast, sweeter than French toast, more nutritional than beet pot roast, and you who are saints must stand your post and worship the Lord of ghosts, the gracious Holy Ghost. It's imperative. It's imperative to do that, because if you don't do that, then you don't got no life. You don't live, and you don't got no pop, 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 no energy. How are you going to enjoy life if you don't have the sacred spirit of Jesus Christ? Now, this Jesus Christ spirit, it's a glowing force. The Jesus Christ spirit, it flows all in you. I give you those scriptures about the light illuminating the earth. The sun is becoming brighter and brighter. The moon shall become like the sun's rays and heat. And the sun shall be brighter than 49. It shall be heated up 49 times hotter than an ordinary day. The average human being, they can't even take 147 degree temperature, let alone 360 degrees. You have to be able to endure that by the powers of the Holy Spirit of Christ. You must be involved in the love. You must be wrapped up in Jesus. Don't be afraid, sweetheart babies. I encourage all religions, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Catholics, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, atheists, agnostics, prognosticators, everybody, saints and sinners, come to the Son of God. If you have a lonely life, come to the Son of God. If you are unsaved right now, if you don't know the secret of life, I encourage you wherever you are to get down on your knees and magnify Jesus Christ. I encourage you wherever you are in all the planet to call on the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and I guarantee you shall get released, because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved, they shall be delivered, and they shall be free. The name of the game is to call on the name. And then if you call on the name, Jesus' name, the devils, they shall be tamed. And then you will have holy fame, because you in Jesus Christ's game, baby. That's the name of the game right there. You see, this is reality. This is no jive. This is no jive. This is no joke. This is a reality. We know because we experience this great Jesus Christ. According to Hoyle, he was speaking about the power to be silent. Silence. I hear you. The power of silence. Too many people in the United States of America and the UK and throughout Asia, they rip and run. They out to make the bucks, and they just don't be still. You got to take a break, sweetheart. You must honor the Sabbath of light. The Sabbath is not for Jesus Christ. It's for yourself. Jesus Christ said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So you need to kick back. You need to relax yourself and feel the tingling rays of the Holy Spirit. You need to be still. Too many people are ripping and running. They're going hither and they're going thither. They're overworking themselves, the overtiring themselves. It is time to take a break, you know, at least once a week. Take that break and concentrate, relax the body, relax the mind, relax the muscles, and let the Holy Spirit flow inside of you. Let this great Christ light vibrate you. This is the second coming of the Christ energy that we talk about. It is multi-manifestational on planet Earth. It is glorious beyond description. You glow, you feel good, baby. This puts love in your heart. It puts health in your heart. It puts health in your cells. It makes you look young. It transforms your body. Like according to Hoyle, speaks about how you can just stay young eternally. I believe Hoyle was in contact with Annalise Skyrin because he's speaking good stuff. Wouldn't you say, my brother?
Oh, definitely so.
I tell you, Hoyle is a divine being who loves Jesus Christ, and we are to be saints lovers of Jesus Christ. We are to love the brethren of the faith. We are to be wrapped up in this truth. We are to be magnified in the light, because when we magnify the divine light of Jesus Christ, it's not a wonderful thing, and then we become magnified. If we don't want to magnify the light of Jesus Christ, and then we become silly heads, and we don't want to be silly heads, we don't want to be drop-dead beats. We want to be living beings, alive, lively stones. The book of Peter says we are a lively stone, a royal priesthood, a lover of Jesus, the eternal Christ. Glorifying this light is not for Jesus' benefit. It surely is not for Jehovah's benefit. It is for our benefit. God don't need us. We need God. St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 34, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he said, I said unto you, I, Jesus Christ, that ye are gods. G-O-D-S, unto whom the word of God come. The word of God is the Christ light, the Holy Spirit. It is the will of Jesus Christ that we become as he is. Back in the book of Genesis, it says, and God made Adam and Eve, and he made them in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And he made them male and female, created he them, and told them to be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply in the Holy Spirit, not only in being creating children, but to multiply in the vibration of light. You see, because when you magnify the light of Christ, you grow and you glow, and that's imperative. Saints should glow. They're supposed to have this aura of light around them. There are people going around saying that the saints of God should not glow and that they should just be looking like miserable beings. No. We are a royal priesthood. We are supposed to put our chest out, shoulders back, heads high to the sky, not highfalutin. It's called humble humility, magnificent race of gods. We are to go forward in boldness, humility, meekness, and mightiness, and power, and majesty, integrity, dignity, worshiping divinity. And we are supposed to do that and glow as never before and magnify the Christ like never before, because Jesus is to be glorified. Jesus Christ dwells in every cell of our being. Jesus Christ dwells in the inside of our heart. Jesus Christ dwells in every brain cells in our brain. Jesus Christ dwells in the blood of our blood. Jesus Christ dwells in the semen in our penis. Jesus Christ dwells in every article of vein and arteries. Jesus Christ dwell into the capillaries inside of the bone structure. Jesus Christ dwells in every vertebrae of our being. Jesus Christ dwells in our muscles and every muscle expansion. Jesus Christ dwells in every hair on our head and hair under the armpit. Jesus Christ dwells in every part of the body, from the nipples to the toes, from the fingers to the nose. Jesus Christ is cool, baby. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the light of the universe. This is the power that, according to Hoyle, he was speaking about, the power of Jesus Christ. The name Yahweh, Jesus, is vibrating inside of our temple. We are temples of light. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are to stand bold. We were made in the image and the likeness of the eternal light. We are to praise Jesus Christ's light. Jesus Christ is the reality name, the divine name, the true name of the light of Christ inside of us. Don't be afraid, sweetheart babies. Call that name, O ye Christian churches. O ye Baptist and Methodist and Episcopalian, Mennonite, Pentecostal, and every other movement in the world, and all the denominations. Don't be afraid, sweetheart. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Pray to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Magnify Jesus. Exalt Jesus. Bind devils in hell in the name of Jesus. Get baptized in water in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of God. It's time to exalt the Son of God. It's time to give glory to the Son of God. It's time to lift up Jesus Christ. It's time to worship Jesus Christ. It's time to stand firm in Jesus Christ. It's time to be bold in Jesus Christ. It's time to exalt Jesus Christ. It's time to lift up the name Jesus Christ. It's time to breathe the name Jesus Christ. It's time to know Jesus Christ is the name of power. Is that true?
That's true.
It is very true. The name of the Son of God is the name of the Holy Ghost. The name of the Son of God is the name of awesome power. The name of the Son of God, Jesus. Jesus raises you from the dead. Jesus quickens you. This is the vital energy that was spoken of by Annalise Scarren when she gets the beloved divine holy helper. Thank you for quickening and renewing me in every cell of my being, and every particle of my body, and every bloodstream in me. Thank you, eternal Holy Spirit, that I am renewed. Oh, glorious Jesus Christ. Thank you for blessing my blind sales. Thank you, eternal Jesus Christ. Learn to give thanks, sweetheart Boinkies. Learn, oh ye human race, to give thanks to Jesus Christ. Stop your bitching and griping and complaining and give glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Give exaltation to the name of Jesus Christ. Be thankful that you can go pee-pee and urinate in the name of Jesus Christ. Be thankful you can sit on the toilet stool and boo-boo and poo-poo in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of your human physical traits that you must do to be on this earth. If you did not urinate, you would not live long. If you did not feces release, you would not live long. The bowels must move. It is not a shame to fart, to break wind. That is the glory of Jesus Christ. That is the creation of Jesus Christ. That humankind must be human in a divine way. Humans should not hold back their farts when they go to church. They should clap their hands and say, glory be to Jesus, and let it out, baby, because it is imperative. If you do not let it out, you might explode, and you hold up and your bowels get constipated, and then something happens to you on the inside. It is a realistic time to really magnify the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. This name has been held hostage in the churches. It's a shame. It's a pitiful shame that the churches have refused to use the name. The Pentecostal churches that used to use it, the apostolic churches that used to use it. Oh, ye churches of America, as the Son of God Jesus spoke up before, lest I come unto you quickly and judge you, magnify the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. You want to bind devils from the pit of hell? Magnify the name of Jesus. Don't just say Jesus. Don't just say Lord. You want to use the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? Jesus. Jesus. Don't be afraid. Jesus is the name of the Spirit of Christ in you. With the name of power, that name is sufficient. That name is all-inclusive. That name is the Jehovah Jireh that produces all life. You want to glow? Every time you magnify the name of Jesus Christ, your physical body glows. Every time you magnify the name of Jesus Christ, the physical body is illuminated. Every time you magnify the name of Jesus Christ, the devils, they jump back, Jack. Every time you magnify the name of Jesus Christ, boldness is given unto you. Protection is given unto you. Royalty is given unto you. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the humankind, and we are filled with the blood of Jesus Christ. It flows from Emmanuel's veins to our veins. We got the blood of the Son of God right inside of us today. We are made in the divine image of the Son of God. We have been transformed into the image of the dear Son of God, Jesus. So therefore, we are to magnify the Son of God, Jesus. We are to worship the Son of God, Jesus. We are to get excited with the Holy Ghost, Jesus. We are to remember what Jesus said. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, all power is given unto me, Jesus Christ, in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of the Father, Jesus, in the name of the Son, Jesus, in the name of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And then the book of Acts, the second chapter, verse 38, says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is real high time. Sweetheart, happy Valentino Day. My brother's going to conclude with Valentino's lifespan.
Oh, yeah, Valentino, the priest, Valentino. A lot of people, they have Valentine's Day, and it's great to love your wife. You should do that all the time.
Yeah.
And your mate and your husband. But this Saint Valentina was a great priest. He started as a great priest. He started to exercise the energies of the Lord Jesus Christ. He started to proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by doing that, the priesthood didn't like that. And so they were watching him. I'm making this long story short because it's all this time almost to go off the air here. But he was doing this, and then it was I'm gonna do this one little strip of this lady, this little girl. He was talking to her. She was blind, and so he said, "I'm a prayer of healing." Because see, he was healing. He did all kinds of miracles through the light of Christ. He was activating the principles of Jesus Christ. And she said, "I'm blind, can you pray?" He said, "Yes, I'll pray." But she knew that he was in danger. She said, "But you can get killed. Don't worry about me." And so he prayed the prayer. And as he prayed the prayer to this little girl, and then she started crying because
who did he pray to?
He prayed to Jesus,
oh,
baby.
Okay.
That's the only God I know.
That's right.
Jesus. And so he said, "Go your way." But you're going to get, "Go your way." And so meanwhile, the other priests who were jealous of him, because of his powers and his love, they were watching him. And they saw him, what he did. And they didn't like that. And so what happened, they got an arrow, and they shot it right in his heart. And he died
on February 14th.
February 14th, in the name of Jesus the Christ. He died for the love of Jesus Christ. And so that's St. Valentine's. So, Valentina. So when you see the Valentine's card and you see the heart, he died. He was a martyr. And see, as a martyr, it's the second, second highest. Transfiguration as a god is the first. As a martyr, you would still get your body.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King was a martyr. Joan of Arc was a martyr. All these martyrs, you know. So he was a martyr. And he died in the name of Jesus for the love of Jesus Christ. So when you see when Valentina Day comes around, St. Valentina, know that it's representing the Lord Jesus Christ of this sage who died in his name. And that's what it's about. Yes, my loving brother.
Oh, before we conclude, to those who love Jesus Christ and have heard the powerful dynamic message of the Almighty and worship Jesus Christ and praise his Holy Spirit, I invite you to participate in another glorious Jesusi Christ Lord Love Light New and Everlasting Covenant to be held on February 14th, 2014. St. Valentina Friday, to be in love with the Son, baby.
Jesus, baby, you heard that from my loving brother. That covenant is on St. Valentina Day. And so when you give your loving gift to your wife, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And when the husband or the wife do it, you should love every day. It shouldn't be just a day. Know why we represent this day. Every day, just think. Every holiday is wrapped around Jesus. Every holiday, from Halloween to St. Valentina's Day, and to all these saints, they come. It's another saint day.
St. Patrick.
We'll tell you what happened there. Every day, look how great this Jesus is. The being, the Jesus being. I'm talking about the Son of Man. And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, too. But just look. Everything is wrapped around those two. Everything in America is. It has to. This is Jesus Christ's country. This is Jesus Christ's universe, let's put it, right here. And the universe start within each and every one of my loving brothers and sisters, which is Holy Ghost University, right within you. Go into that Holy Ghost, feel the Holy Ghost, activate the Holy Ghost, and you will see love unlimited. Jesus,
baby,
we're out of here.
Boing, boing, boing.